Amen. Happy Easter. Y'all didn't say it like Jesus is alive. Happy Easter. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for his resurrection, his mighty power. That same power that raised up Jesus from the dead, the Bible said, shall also raise us up also. Can we just celebrate the Lord today? Reverend Ray wanted me to pass along that he's celebrating over in Italy, and hopefully he's watching online. I don't know what the time would be over there, but amen. We thank God for him and his wife, and we pray that they would have a safe journey back home. Amen. Also, let me just share a couple of things with you. The family of Mr. Robinson. The Robinson family would like to thank the church for all of the calls, the texts, in the passing of their father, Tammy's father. So we thank God and we continue to pray for the family. Amen? Amen. I'm expecting God to do some great things today. Are you all expecting that? Do you want God to move? Do you need him to move? Amen. Amen. Before I get into the message, I'm going to get a little song here. I'm going to ask Bernard to give me the mic there. Yeah, and I want some rice pudding when I get home. Amen. So my wife, she can't say, well, you didn't sing my song. But we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, and we know what that means to us. But did you know that from the beginning of time, this thing was planned, what Christ would do and how he would suffer down the cross so that we might have life? And as our youth choir just said, that's love. He didn't have to do it, but he did it. Amen? Amen. I'm not on an ego trip. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes and sometimes slip, just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just why I say that I'm a special kind. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind, and he knew me. Yet he loved me. He whose glory makes the heavens shine. I'm so unworthy of such mercy. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. The look of love was on his face, and the thorns were on his head. Blood that stained his precious robe, it stained of crimson red. Though his eyes were on the crowd that day, oh, but Jesus looked ahead in time. And when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. And
he knew me, yet he loved me. He whose glory makes the heaven shine. I'm so unworthy of such mercy. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Let me say it again. The look of love was on his face, and the thorns were on his head. Blood was on that precious robe, it stained of crimson red. Though his eyes were on the crowd that day, oh, but Jesus looked ahead in time. And when he was on the cross, I was on his mind, and he knew me, yet he loved me. He whose glory makes the heaven shine. I'm so unworthy of such mercy. When he was on the cross, you and I was on his mind, and he knew me, yet he loved me. Hallelujah, somebody. Yes, Lord. He whose glory makes the heaven shine. I'm so unworthy of such mercy. When he was on the cross, you and I was on his mind. Oh, when he was on the cross, you and I was on his mind. Can we just worship? Can we just worship? When he was on the cross, hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Our scripture text today is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. A lot of us relate to the resurrection from an historical and celebratory context. But I want you to know today that it's real. And I want you to understand the reality of what Christ has done. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, everybody say now on. We regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. New creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. May God continue to bless the reading and the understanding of his word. You may be seated. I want to just share a thought with you. God makes all things new. Everybody say new. New. Some of y'all want some new stuff here to church, and you looking good in your new stuff. But did you not know that that's not the new we're talking about? Some of you drove up in the church ground. You drove with a new car. It may have said used on the sticker, but it's new to you. You can tell everybody, that's my new car. We have a hard way of understanding what new really means until we reflect on God's perspective of what newness really is. I want to share with you something very personal that happened when Jesus rose from the grave. It was not him only, but he raised you and he raised me with him. Yeah. It's one thing for one person to get up, but at Jesus' beckoning, everybody got up. Some not awake yet. But he gave you the gift of rising in newness of life. Let's look into this. Let's find out what we're talking about. You say, Reverend, what you look at me and say, Reverend, what you talking about? I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about. You can be new. Now, there's an old saying that if it's new, it's not true, and if it's true, it's not new. How many of y'all heard that? I'm the only one, okay. In other words, what they are saying and what they are expressing is the fact that when it comes to doctrinal teachings from the Bible, that we just can't come up with something brand new and hopefully people will get to understand it. That is one type of new, and certainly those truths that God has laid down, they're still with us today. But the new that I'm talking about goes against that very statement, because God is saying, I'm going to do a new thing. So what we're going to talk about today is share some thoughts with you. First is the announcement. When God announced, this is new. This is new. No, don't you love new? New looks good. It looks good. Don't you wish you could get in front of your mirror and do an abracadabra, and the next thing you know, boom! You love that new car smell. You know, sometime I'll stop by the car lot just to open the door. The aromatic flavor of a new car. I ain't ready for the payment yet. I got to wait a while, Danny. We love newness. So God announced the new, and I'll share that with you in just a minute. But we also understand that before you can fully appreciate the new, you've got to do something with the old. You cannot continue to carry it around because you've got new. Now, I'm the type of person, my wife can tell you, if I go to the store and I buy a pair of new shoes, I'm wearing them out the store. Why are you wearing this and you haven't even got home? That's the point. I don't plan to get home with it without putting it on my feet. Something might happen to me before I get to the house. And I'm going to tell you one thing, if it's new, I'm wearing it. How many of y'all can say amen? Taking the old new stuff home. But we want to understand that you've got to put away the old. Cannot get into the new unless you put away the old. Perhaps one of the reasons why people can't enjoy the newness that's in Christ is because of the fact that they've not done away with, they've not set aside, they've not laid down the old. I know you're getting old, but what I'm talking about is a spiritual reality that you can be new in the Lord, and what he does for you makes you so new that you want to shake off the old you and put on the newness of God. That's what I'm talking about. That's the point that I'm trying to get over to you today, is that Christ created something. The verse even says that therefore if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. When Christ was groaning on the cross, he was getting ready to give birth to something that had never, ever happened on the earth and can never be duplicated. He's the only one. He's got the patent. He's got the copyright. He's got the total use permit of making folk new. I'm about to shout up here. Because I've been in the old, but I'm now in the new. Look at somebody, holler at him, say, I'm new. Then we got to understand that concept. New does not mean restored. Jeff, I know you restore cars. You restore them. Drives a car that's been restored. We're getting ready to have a car show, and what you will see is people who've spent an amazing amount of time to bring an old car, retrofit it into the new. And it looks good. But it's still old. What I'm talking about is a different thing. It's so new that Jesus said it's going to be a new creation. Amen. Let me just argue a few things. Let me just get into this, and then we want to live in it. Give me a couple of minutes. And I'm getting old now. I'm like an old Plymouth. It takes me a little while to get cranked up. But when I get cranked up, I'll run. Some of the young people say, what's a Plymouth? I know, Crystal, I know. Yeah, Plymouth, old car. Chrysler brought them out, okay? There you go. So we have to understand what this newness is all about and what God had in mind. Not just he came up with as a last minute concept, but God had something totally in mind of bringing things to a newness. He had earlier proclaimed it to Isaiah the prophet. He said, now Isaiah, I'm going to tap you on the shoulder and let you know what I'm doing. He said, behold, I do a new thing. Everybody say, new thing. Yeah. Now it shall spring forth. Shall I not tell you? And I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in a desert. Nobody can do that but God. That's new. Something that has never been seen before. Eyes have never witnessed it before. That's how new this new is. He continues on in Revelation 21 and 5. I call it the Revelation 21 and 5 plan. Everybody else coming up with their plan? I got one. It's the Revelation 21 and 5 plan. God says, behold, look, I make, you say it. Come on, say it like you mean it. All things new, brand new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Your question and my question that we would have at this time, we need to inquire, and we have to ask, well, when did all of this happen? When did it take place? We're going to get to that in a minute, but you got to get out of the old thinking. The old thinking says, what's wrong with the old? I keep saying that every time I told you I go past the car lot. My car run pretty good. Sometimes it give me a little trouble mail, but that's all right. It's still running. I blame it on bad gas. People have asked many times, what's wrong with the old? What's wrong with the way I'm doing things? What's wrong with me living the way I want to live? It ain't new. The wise King Solomon said in the Old Testament, there is nothing new under the sun. Folks did it before, and guess what? They got the same results. Nothing new. Here's the point. Why would you want to hold on to something old when you can have the new? Why are you treasuring something that later on in life is going to cost you, you're going to have to pay for, especially when new is free? You say, well, what's new? Reverend Givens has a definition for all. All is all. Guess what new is? New is new. Not used, not restored, not put back together, but new. Brand new creation. This is God's plan for you and I. What drove Jesus to the cross? What caused him to get up on that tree? Yeah, I know the Romans were responsible for putting up on that cross, but did you not know he made the iron that made the spikes that held him to the tree? The greatest struggle that he had was not the fact that he could not have come down from the cross. His struggle, let me stay on here. Somebody needs help. Somebody needs to be free. Somebody needs to be redeemed. And if I don't do it, can't nobody do it. Look at somebody, holler at them, say, can't nobody do you like Jesus? I feel like an old-time preacher now. Can I just wrap back and tell you that he died on the cross? Jesus went to Calvary, gave his life for you and me. That's love. Holler at somebody, tell them that's love. I know you think your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife love you, but can't nobody love you like Jesus. Yes, Lord, somebody. You got to understand that what was wrong with the old, it wasn't working. It wasn't working. Romans 3:23 said the wages of sin is death. I'm out there having a good time, but it ain't working. The next morning, I got to pay for the good time I had and had to pay for it in advance. Now I got to pay for it again. It's not working. But that same verse, Romans 3:23, says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'm getting ready to tell you something. Hunch somebody tell, he's getting ready to tell us something. What's wrong with the old is that it sent a Savior to the cross. It sent the Lord there. You say, why did he go? He went because there was no other way to redeem man. He and his Father had a meeting early before the creation of the world. They got together, and the Father said to the Son, man is going to sin. If I create him, I know he's going to sin, but what can wash away his sin? And then Jesus said, nothing but my blood. And the Holy Spirit said, if you get them, I'll grow them. Amen. Holy Spirit said, if you die for them, I'll raise them up. Oh, the Holy Spirit said, now, if you give your blood, I'm going to put new life into them. Yes, I'm going to do it because this is how much God loved the world. When you read John 3:16, it's not just talking just to flatter you or to tell you something. It says, for God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son. Thank you. So that's what's wrong with the old. And some of you still doing some of the same old stuff and expecting different results. Yeah, they had your day on April 1st. I hope ain't nobody born on April 1st end up in here. Another question that people ask, how will the new happen? And this is why I want to take you through these verses. Because I could have gone to the Synoptic Gospels. I could have gone to Matthew, Mark, and Luke. I could have gone to the Gospel of Love, the Gospel of John. I could have gone to that and told you the story, but you wouldn't know the application of the story until I tell you what Paul says. This is what it means. And he should know because he was one that was made new. Some of you walked in here with some old things. You had some old trouble on your mind. Some of you walked in here knowing that when you walk out, you're going to go back and do the same thing. But my prayer is that you would run into the living Christ and that he would change everything about you so that when you walk out of those doors today, you can say, a change has happened in my life. A change has happened in me. God has come into my life. God has spoken to me, and now I'm new. That's my prayer today. That's what I want to see happen. I walked into a church one day. I had my old stuff. I had my old baggage. I had my old fears. I had my old shame. I was ashamed of the way I was living, but I couldn't do a thing about getting rid of it until I met a man. Ah, Bernard, I know this sounds strange and peculiar, but I fell in love with a man. I ain't funny either. Are y'all gonna help me preach? I fell in love with him because he picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. Oh, holler at somebody. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. I'm not trying to mess with nobody. I'm just trying to tell you that I'm not on fire up here. I'm just trying to tell you what God, the real God, can do for you. Maybe you've tried everything else, but my suggestion is that you try the Lord. Lord, help me preach this thing now. I'm about to get happy and get up out of here. We need a new start. Here's where it begins. If you've never read these words before, take them in now. Therefore, the King James says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. I like what it says in the NIV. He says, the old has gone. The new is here. Hunt somebody again if they ain't sore from the last time. Hunt them and say, it's here, it's here. Some of y'all are scared. Folk will be fighting for to leave out of church. Hunching me up in church. You got me all riled up. Something happened when Jesus died. I just read it this morning, and after I concluded my notes, but when Jesus died, there was a veil in the temple that separated the most holy place. Only the priest could enter into that place, and he could only do it once a year. If he did it more frequently, he would be killed instantly. Something happened when Jesus died. The veil that separated the most holy place was ripped from top to the bottom. So, behind the veil was the old way of getting to God. You had to go through a priest. He had to offer the blood of an animal. But when the blood of Jesus stained that old rugged cross, and when he bowed his head in the laps of his shoulder, that veil was rent from top to bottom. God said, I got a new way now. Jesus had already announced it. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. And when he ripped that place, it said, you ain't got to come this way anymore. How many of y'all ever seen a sign on the road says, road closed? But you so nosy, you're going down there anyway. I'm just going to see what's down there. I'm going to see if it really closed. The road of sin. The road of rebellion. The road of fear. The road of anxiety. Closed. Why? Because here's a new road. Yes. Guess where it leads? It leads all the way from earth to glory. And I want to ask you a question at this point. Have you tried the new road? Yes. Have you tried the new way? If you try the new way, you'll know that God is with you on that road. Yes, it's got some curves in it. Yes, it's got some hard bumps in it. But guess what? You're going to make it. You got the Lord with you. And he made a promise to you. He said, I will never leave you, nor I feel like preaching up here. The verse is saying, you are a new creation in Christ. He's the one that made you new. But now, he didn't make you new when he died. When did he make me new? Hold up three fingers. And somebody shout 3 days. He didn't make you new on Friday. He didn't make you new on Saturday. But the old preacher said, Hallelujah. One Sunday morning, God made us new, Robert. When the Lord comes in. The Bible talks about when Jesus rose from the grave, that he shook the grave so much that others got up with him, but they didn't get up with the old self. They got up with a new being. And they said, I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. That's what new does. That's what new means. That's how you and I can celebrate today. Yeah, we've done some stuff. Yeah, we've done. You know, I hope nobody comes to the church visiting hoping to find. I guess that's right. That's what we say there on Scottsboro, hoping. We use hoping a little. I hope you make it. That's what we talk down home, amen? So y'all get used to me talking. What's my point? Okay, my point is, I pray that you don't come to a church thinking that there are perfect people on the church or in the church. We're not perfect. We're just new. We're new at this, all right? We're new at this. We don't always get it straight. You know, you don't expect a baby to come into the world and be able to talk, and they're going to do their giggly-goo-goo-goo, you know, and they're going to do their little walking or trying to crawl first. That's us. That's us as saints. But it does not change the fact that we are new. I'm of a new family. I was born in the Coleman family. And if you run across a tall Coleman, something happened in that situation. I'm just saying. But I'm of a new family. My father is God Almighty. My brother is Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit confirms in me that I am a child of God. Shake your head and say, I am a child of God. Newness. Newness. Before I close here, I got ready to close. My wife telling me. Listen to the verse. It says, he died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but. What I learned in English is the but. That's a conjunction. But it's a negative one. I hope I'm right. Jermaine, tell me if I'm right. But is different from and. But means you ought to live for him, which means you got to walk behind him. Can I take y'all to the country? Just going to spend 5 seconds in the country. I didn't learn how to plow by my daddy talking to me and saying, now, this is how you plow. Guess what I had to do? I had to walk behind him. Yeah. Is that country enough? Yeah. My brother claimed he couldn't milk a cow. I had to learn how to milk a cow by watching my daddy milk a cow. Talking about I got cramps in my fingers. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Les. I hope you watch it. Tell all your business. You will never learn how to walk or how to find God in the newness of life until you walk with him. You're going to always fail in your journey because when you walk with him, even if you stumble, guess what he's going to do? He's going to take you by the hand and pick you back up because you're walking with the living God.
Ah, Miss Campbell, I feel like preaching this thing now. You keep saying amen like that, I'm going to roll on here. Everybody say new.
New.
What is the reality of living in the new? Living in the new, first of all, means you got to be grateful. Why am I grateful? Because God didn't have to do what he did, but he did it anyway. He didn't have to change my life. He didn't have to give his blood for me, but guess what? He did, and guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to say, thank you. Why do I say thank you? Because he's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the mercy. Many times, even after I got saved, I didn't deserve God's goodness, but guess what he did? Because I was in Christ and in his family, he could not deny me. He poured out more grace. As a matter of fact, I don't know what you found this morning. Some of y'all open up some Easter presents. Folk give gifts on Easter too, you know. They give car, yeah, that is fine. But guess what I got from God this morning? I got me some brand new mercy. And guess what I'm going to tell him, dear? I'm going to tell him, thank you. Somebody lift your hand and say, thank you. If you're going to live for God, if you're going to walk with God, every now and then, or as the folks say back home, every now and then, you need to say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. When I look back over my life, I see how much mercy he showed me every step of the way. I want to be grateful. I want to tell him, thank you. Can we just take a few minutes and lift your hand and tell God, thank you? I need just a few folks to tell him, thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. If you're new, if you're new, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying. Something on the inside will tell you you need to thank God for how far he brought you. He brought me from a mighty long way. Oh, I feel like preaching up in here. But not only that, here's the other thing about it. You ever notice that influential people have a way of making you imitate them? In other words, if you go up to New York, got any New York folk in here? If you go up to New York and stay for a little while, you're going to end up talking New Yorkian. Or if you go down south to South Carolina, I ain't been down there many times, but you're going to learn how to fall in love with rice. Yes, Lord. But if you hang out with Jesus, you're going to learn how to walk like him. You're going to learn how to forgive like him. You're going to learn how to love like him because you're walking with the master. Everything he does is for your benefit. He came to show you a new way. You were just stumbling. You were just falling. But when you walk with the master, he'll show you how to walk uprightly. He'll show you. Instead of you cussing folk out, you're saying, bless you in the name of it. Pat your hand, somebody. Newness of life. Newness of life. That's what I'm talking about. I was in a world that was in total darkness. Total darkness. But then when that new light came on. All right, now, hey yourself. That new light came on. Now I'm no longer in darkness. I'm walking in his marvelous light. Last point, then I'm going to my seat. I promise you. Verse says that we have been raised with him. We've been, we should no longer live for ourselves, but for him who died for them and was
Look at the word raised, resurrection. In case you didn't know it, you couldn't just say, well, you know what? I'm going to stop drinking. I'm going to stop doing drugs. I'm going to stop partying. I'm going to stop going out here doing all this crazy stuff. I'm going to stop. You know what? Sin has a momentum that after you've done it for a while, you can't stop. You can try to put on the brakes. It's like me trying to go down a hill in a bicycle, and then you got no brakes on it. And now you got to put your foot on the tire, and that thing hurt. And guess what? It still didn't stop it. Only thing stopped it when I got to the bottom of the hill, I'm looking up. Elbows, everything else. What am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you that even if you tried your best, you can come to church for 50 years, and even if you tried your best, you still cannot stop the power of sin. Amen. It's not in you. But when he was raised, you were raised with him. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old has been passed away. All things are become new. If you're in Christ, you can say to yourself, I got up with him. Now, it's not over yet. If you're living in the new, one more thing you got to do. He says, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself. The word reconcile, I thought it was an accounting term, which meant make the top agree with the bottom. In other words, whatever the bank said you got don't mean you got it. You could have some checks or some deposits on the way. So the reconciliation process would be account for those things. But here's the reconciliation with Jesus. He paid it all. He paid it all. Now, since you have been joined, as the Greek word refers to, joined, united, become a part of, now that you're on the Lord's side and the Lord is in you, he has given to you as a child of God and as me as a child of God, the ministry, the serving as those who are involved in reconciliation, bringing them to God. You got that? So don't ever think I'm going to walk out, I'm brand new. No, you got to go out and show somebody else how new you are. All right? Reconciliation is a part of what we do as the body of Christ. That's how we grow. That's how we share our faith. That's how we become stronger in the Lord and in the power of his might, because we are reconciling one another unto the Lord. And because of that, you now have brothers and sisters all over the world that are celebrating this day because they are joined to God. But now I'm going to take you back to the country one more time. One more time. When we would come to church on Easter morning, had brand new bow tie, had that yellow shirt. Perhaps if you were really coordinated, you had on yellow pants and you got up in church and you said your speech. I can see them now. They're getting now, go on up there and say your speech. So you get on up to the front of the church and you say your thank you, sir. You're my object lesson. All right. And you would say your speech. Jesus loved me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. You say your speech, right? That boy, he showed you. Can't be shamed. Can't be shamed. Now, that was before the congregation. But then when you got around your friends, you would talk junk. Look at my shirt. Look at my shoes. I'm dressed clean. I'm sharp. Now that you're in Christ, do some bragging. Don't talk about yourself. Talk about the one that set you free. Courtney, I saw you. I saw the tears coming down your face. That thing got personal to you. But do you not know you were showing what he was doing on the inside? And when you rejoice and you start showing off, people are going to know, what are they showing off for? Just watch me. Just watch and see what the Lord has done. Oh, that the people of God would show off as much as the world is showing off. The world, every time, you knew how it was when you got tanked. I thought I said drunk, but when you got tanked, you want everybody to know, man, I have some stuff up here. Well, if you got some Jesus in you, let your light so shine that men would see your good works and they would lift up their hands and give God some glory. If you got it, let folk know you got it. Come on, say yes, somebody. He's risen. He's risen. Is he risen in you? If he's risen in you, stand up on your feet. Celebrate the goodness of God. Let the world know. Lives in me. I've got a closing prayer as we pray. I got a prayer that we need to understand, that we need to pray. Say this with me. Dear Jesus, thank you for bringing us into a new life with you. Help me to be faithful to you in all that I do. I celebrate your resurrection by committing myself to your service. Live in my heart and show me how to be a blessing for others. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And amen. We want to give the invitation while you're standing on your feet. There might be someone here today, or maybe someone online, who said, preacher, you wild, but what you said helped me. I'm trying to deal with some stuff, and it's not easy. If you're here today and God has spoken to you, don't just come because I told you. You come because the Lord led you. If there's one today, we want you to come. The altar is open. For those that are online, you can't come in here, but you can bow the knee where you are and say, Lord Jesus, I need you to make my life new. And the Lord will do just that. I'm a living witness. He'll do it. I'm a living witness. If the Lord has spoken to your heart, the altar is open. Whosoever will, let him come. There are the others. There are the others. At the cross, I first saw the light. You came to the altar. You came to give your life to the Lord. Say amen, church. Amen. Aubrey Barrow came up this morning because she wanted to testify that she had prayed and received Christ into her life. We said another prayer with her that the Lord would take charge of her life, guide her and lead her. And it's her decision to receive baptism. You want to do the baptism here. Is that correct? Amen. And then you can join the church. If you want to join here, we got online members too. So if you want to join here, but wherever the Lord leads you to worship and grow, you follow the Lord. Amen. All right. So based on her confession, we have a motion to receive her as a candidate for baptism. Aubrey Barrow.
Aubrey Barrow be accepted by baptism at Crossroads.
It's been properly moved and second to receive Aubrey Barrow as a candidate for baptism, and after which be given the right hand of fellowship. You've heard the motion. All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Any contraries? So moved and carried. Aubrey, this is going to be an incredible journey, but it's going to be a good one.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Let us welcome her into the body of Christ. Amen. Getting ready to celebrate communion. Those that are part of the body of Christ, you've accepted the Lord through baptism, or you received the ordinance of baptism. Those of you that would like to be served, if you have not been served, would you just simply raise your hand, and then all of a sudden we got a couple over here. How many of y'all like that Revelation 21:5 plan? I just signed you up for it today so you can enjoy the benefits. Amen. Because God is going to make all things new. We just have to simply follow Him and trust Him. While they're being served, this Easter is a wonderful time. Spend with your family, spend with your friends, recognizing what Christ has done, sharing the good news. This is not about jelly beans and bunny rabbits. It's about what Christ has done. And let us remember that. Let us celebrate the goodness of the Lord, because He's been certainly good to all of us. Certainly good. Amen. Everyone has been served. Thank y'all for coming out today. And y'all forgive me for saying all, but I'm born in the South and probably going to die in the South, but we just say that, y'all. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, the Bible says that He took the bread. The disciples really couldn't comprehend what was all taking place. But in a way of reference, Jesus said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." Then he also showed them the cup and said, "This is my blood, which is shed for you." He sacrificed that we would live. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for what Jesus has done. And now we receive these sacraments that we might remember and that we might reflect on what it means to live in this new life. Help us as only you can. Change this from a natural use to a spiritual. We might grow in our faith and share that faith with others. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let us now take the bread and let us eat together. And now let's take the cup. Let us drink together. And the Bible declares that after they had eaten and drank of the Lord's Supper, they went out into the Mount of Olives, singing a hymn. And as we prepare to go today, we want to invite those who can to join us for our nursing home ministry this afternoon. It'll be at 3 p.m. at the Heritage Green. Hope that you can join us there. Amen. Where my young man at? I want him to come up while Joe is coming. I want the young fella to come on up. I'm just holding for a little bit.
Said it best when he says that for the empty grave is there to prove that our Savior lives. So he is risen.
Hey, how you doing? This is my buddy. Doing
interestingly enough, you're talking about Christ is risen. I said he is risen. We don't have no dead folk in here. He is risen. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we are able to celebrate this day. The celebration continues. And the celebration is not about us. It is about you, Lord. It is about you just getting up on the third day and to give us the power that we can continue to live. That new life that you have instilled in us in the presence of the Holy Spirit and in his power. Help us, O God, as we live this sanctuary today, that we will make this power evident in our lives so that men and women, boys and girls may witness that we have been and we are children of God. Thank you for this privilege. Lord, we pray for the offering now. We do pray, dear God, that you bless it, use it, so that others may have an opportunity to hear the gospel truth, the power, the resurrection of Christ, and trust him. We love you. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord cause the light of his countenance to shine upon you and bless you with his peace this day and all of your tomorrows. And let the church say he is risen indeed. God bless you.